Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Toni Green. I'm Toni Green, the Psychic Medium. So, everybody, so many beautiful, so much going on today, but let's just start with a few things. I will never reach out to you. I will never ask you if you need or want a reading on social media, on each platform. I only have one account, except for TikTok, but only one psychic account, okay? So please don't be fooled. I never email a reading to anybody or text a reading to anybody. If you're getting a reading from me, it's either in person or over the phone. I do not text or email readings, and mostly because I don't like writing that much, even though I've written several books. Anyway, next, second thing. Okay, so I am going live today at 1:30 on TikTok to have a facial procedure done. What did I get myself into? Oh my goodness. So it's called the plasma pen. And well, you're just going to have to join us to see that TikTok channel is live.beauty.reviews. And it has my I use the same picture for everything, so everybody knows it's me. But live.beauty.reviews, you can watch the procedure being done live, and you can comment. You can soothe me. Tell me don't cry. You can ask questions of Angie. Angie is amazing, just simply amazing. Just, I love her energy. She's with Allume Cosmetics. Okay, enough about that. Let's go to the next thing, which is, I don't know what my next thing is. Okay, we're just going to go to callers. So for the callers, one question or connection ready, and take me off of speakerphone. Let me know what's your name and where you're calling from. Boy, today I am like asleep on the job, huh? I want to say hi to Heather Fawn. Hey, Patrick, you're on mini vacation. What's a mini vacation, Patrick? Genevieve. Blog Talk booted you out twice. I'm so sorry. Okay, so hey, everybody, every once in a while, there is a problem with the call log, and I apologize for that. It stinks when that happens. The number, if you do want to call in, is 845-277-9131. Yep, that's it. And I'm sorry, Genevieve. I'm sorry you were booted out. That really stinks. I wish that didn't happen. And Patrick, playing golf yesterday and today. You're just having golf days. That's awesome, Patrick. So nice. Okay, here we go to the first caller. The first caller is 205. 205, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama.
Hey, Patricia from Alabama. How can I help you?
Hi. I'll go with what I feel is most important. I was trying to decide between the two to ask. I've had windmill damage to my home back in March, and it affected my roof, and it affected interior damages to my ceilings, a couple of ceilings and a couple of rooms. And the insurance company that I've been with, homeowners insurance company I've been with for almost 10 years, pretty much just refused to do the work. So I had to hire an appraisal, And we're now in a negotiation phase. And I would like to know, when do you see the settlement and if you see an amount?
Okay, so I'm not sure of an amount, but I see a six being the first number. I don't know if that's good or bad, and that could change depending on the negotiations. I feel like here's what I can tell you. Even though you're in negotiations, you're going to get almost everything you want and need from this settlement. You're going to be the winner, and I think that you need to, there's a second step you can take if you choose. I'm hearing the word negligence, like kind of, and I don't know if this is even a thing because I am channeling, but I'm hearing that you can go breach of contract and negligence. So the insurance company, I think they're in, so you can go after them for the damages that they have to pay, but you can also go after them, if I'm getting this correctly, for breach of contract and negligence. And any damages that were worsened, I don't know if that's a word, but I'm using it, worsened because of the time it took for them to react. So look into that with your attorney, because a second thing coming in that you would be able to do that. I don't know if it's too late to add that in. You might be able to use it as leverage against them listen, you're in breach of contract and we can come after you for negligence in a civil suit as well as this. So if you don't want us to do that, you better do this. I do feel like, though, what I am hearing is you are going to win and you're going to get everything you want. Let me do just a little clearing on this, because I don't like at all when insurance companies or people that we give our money to, they get shanky with us. Like, that's just, it that makes me pukey, because we're by law required to pay this. So, hello, like, Virgin, do your job, jack-o'-lantern, and all of those words were supposed to be fair words, just so everybody is clear about that. All of those words were supposed to be swear words. The insurance company is going to pay the full amount. Let's clear that. Let's see if we can get them the full amount. The insurance company is going to pay all the damages, and let's clear that. Ooh, we'll see what happens with that, okay, love? We'll see how that goes for you. Please do keep us posted. And I am so, so sorry, Patricia, that you had to go through this with this company, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you, Tony. Many blessings. Thank you again for your services and your messages.
I love you.
So beautiful.
Patricia, before you go, just let's hold on for 1 second, because I have a gentleman above my right shoulder and a woman coming in, and I'm doing the finger, if you're watching me on YouTube, like I'm like fingering her in, a woman coming in, and they're both like grandparent age or parent age, depending on how old we personally are. They were a little older, and the male above my shoulder is thinner. Now, he probably wasn't thinner throughout his whole entire life, but towards the end, he was thinner. And he is saying he was sick or sickly. Now, sick can just mean he just had an upset stomach or didn't feel like eating, or just he lost his strength is sickly. Now, the woman coming in, she's fuller, and she's wearing she's wearing like, I have to say this, and I don't know if this is a good thing to say or not, but a muumuu, like a house coat that like, you know, those, it's not a house coat, it's like a, it zips up the front and you wear it around the house all the time.
That's dad, and that's grandmother. Yes, that's my dad. Okay. I love you, daddy, and that's my grandmother. I love you so much, grandmother. Yes, that's both of them coming in.
So I'm so excited that you know by the description, because I don't always think my descriptions are on point, right? So
yes,
they and at the beginning of your reading, and I wanted to get your question, but if somebody shows up for somebody, I'm gonna give them shout outs all day long. And so they're here because they actually have messages to you. And the first message is a song, that song that goes, they're changing the words a little bit, I think, because it's call on me when you need a friend. Oh, maybe it's lean on me, but they're saying call on me. Call on me. So when things like this go wrong with insurance or anything in your life or anything you even want to bring in, they're saying, call on us. And then I'm hearing the song, Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yes, he was.
Oh, God, she jeepers. And then I'm hearing... your grandma is saying, hold on, wait. Your dad wants to just say, he wants you to know that you were and you are the light of his life, and that there were a lot of things he did for you, even though maybe he should have done it in a different way or a better way, but there were a lot of things he did for you, and you might not understand what all those things are now, but at some point you will. And he also wants you to know that he's singing that song again. He's giving it through a song again. He says, I ain't got nothing but love for you, baby. So he wants you to know there's nothing but love from him to you. And he just wants you to know that, and he's so grateful that you were like, you hung on the line. And I'm going to cry because all of his emotions are coming through me. And like, yes. I'm like, it's that cry where you like so hard, you can't even get your breath. And he's just like so grateful to you for connecting. And he wants you to know whatever you want, whatever you need, you just call on me. I'm gonna make sure that you get it. And okay, so now that he has spoke his piece and that you know this, because he wants you to know like you know, and don't ever forget. Then your grandmother is also here, and your grandmother wants to say, she wants to talk about your love life, and your love life is about to take off. Okay, I don't know what's going on in your love life. I haven't looked at it. We were talking about something completely different, but your love life is about to take off. Now, I'm going to say the words I hear, you're going to know what that means for your situation. New and almost like a new beginning. I don't know if this is with somebody you're already with or somebody new is coming in and you're going to have a new beginning. I do feel like there's going to be something coming in that's going to make you, like I hear the word rejuvenate, like rejuvenate your soul. It's going to rejuvenate your soul, your heart, your the core of your being. It's going to light you from within. It's going to reignite you. But remember that these are your feelings, not necessarily these are your feelings you're having for this person, not the feelings they're giving you. Let's establish that right away. And pay attention to the person coming in. If it's a new person, is really good and very on point. If it's somebody that you're already with, I don't know that it is. Your dad just said, no. Are you with somebody right now, love it all?
I'm not, and I'm just so amazed at this reading. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
No, I'm not with anyone. And grandma,
when I said, "Is she? Are you with someone?" Your dad said, "Nope." So there's somebody brand spanking new coming in. Yes, I love this for you. Okay, somebody brand spanking new coming in, and this person is very good for you. Now, this person is going to now again, what I want to say, between now and the time this person comes in, I want you to work on your relationship with you. And this is not only for you, this is for each and every one of us. Our relationship with ourselves is the most important relationship we have. So how do we treat ourselves? How do we talk to ourselves? How do we treat ourselves? Like first, the first one being, how do we treat ourselves? Do we take good care of ourselves? Do we go to the gym? Are we self-hurting? Are we, you know, abusing our body, our mind, or our soul? The second one being, the second treat, like how do we treat ourselves? Do we give ourselves those little spa experiences? Do we indulge ourselves? And how do we talk to ourselves, being only saying those good positive things to ourselves that we would want someone else to say to us? It all starts within us, and then the energy that we have in us for ourselves matches by whomever comes into our life. So really write down things that you would want to say to that person that you love, and say them to yourself on a daily. The little treats you would want to somebody else to give you, start doing that for you. But also the little treats you would want to give to somebody else, start doing that for you. Because energy matches energy, and we are energetic beings that are just flowing. And when we meet somebody, they're matching our energy, whether they are what we want or not. They're matching our energy. So the more we can get into that energy of everything we want and everything we need, the sooner that can come in. And that, oh, baby, that starts with our self-talk. Our self-talk is our programming. It's our computer. It's everything. So get your self-talk, okay? Get your self-talk on point, not only you, but everybody listening, everybody watching, everybody. I feel like I should have little Maraca. Okay, and on that, your grandma wants to say also, they are orchestrating this meeting, and I feel like this meeting is going to come in a month and a half, approximately. I feel like it's going to come, is it going to come in August? Nope. Is it going to come in September? Yep. Is it going to come, okay, I'm seeing two dates for September. The first, I'm kind of seeing the 18th, but more the 8th. The 8th. So, like, sure what that means. And then the 20th, but more the 2. So whatever that means for you, yeah. So let's do a clearing right now. Let's do a healing. I have a healthy relationship with myself. I get a no. This is for you, everybody listening, re-listening. If you want to come back to this, it's at about the 18-minute mark of the show. If you want to come back and touch this up and get this clearing again, I have healthy self-talk. I get a no. Let's clear that. I have healthy self-love. I get a no. Let's clear that. Okay. Okay, Patricia. Well, there's all that for you. I hope that was really, really helpful. Both of you, your grandmother, yes. They're saying again that they love you. And for some reason, they're showing me this. Your dad is saying this, and your grandmother is showing me this. And I feel like I'm supposed to know what this means, but I really don't. Raisin in the sun. What does that mean to you?
I'm not sure right now. I'll have to just think about it. I'm not sure.
Or look it up. Hey, everybody on YouTube, do you know what Raisin in the Sun is, or what it might mean? Is it like a movie or something, possibly?
Oh, yes. It is. Oh. It is. I thought they were signifying something in it, but yes, it is a movie. I know that much.
Nope. Yep. Okay. And your dad is like smiling and doing that slow clap. He's like, yes. Okay. For some reason that is significant, maybe you should rewatch it. I don't know if one of them loved it or both of them watched it, but for some reason that's significant. It's either a confirmation or it's just a letting you know sort of thing. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank God for you, your message, and your platform. You are such a beautiful earth angel.
Oh,
I love you so much. Thank you.
I am so grateful for your kind words, but this is all your people and angels coming in to do this for you. But thank you so much. And you know what? You are about a phenomenal rest of the month. So go have yourself some fun. Okay, love?
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
You too, sweetie. You too. And keep us posted because we are all going to want to hear how all of this turns out. So thank you so much. Oh, you're welcome, love. I'm going to go directly to the next caller who is 203203. How are you today? Can I help you? 203? All righty. We're going to do that, and I'm going to go to 415. 415, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi, this is Kate in New Mexico.
Hey, Kate. How can I help you today?
I would like to hear from my aunt, Nan, and more, and what does she say about my cousin, her son?
The first thing I hear is nothing. She has nothing to say about it. It is what it is.
All right.
You know, on the other side,
I
they have a very
I
different...
shouldn't worry. I guess I just don't worry about it and just let him do his thing.
You know, everybody has their path to walk in life, and whether we agree with
yeah.
it or it's harmful to them, again,
yeah.
people self-harm all the time. We can't force somebody to love themselves and we can't force somebody to not self-harm. Now, self-harm isn't only things like cutting. I'm about to sneeze, folks. Self-harm is not only like, excuse me, I'm so sorry. I have allergies. Everybody relax. And it's not contagious through
yeah.
anything or something. It's just allergies. I have serious allergies. Self-harming is not only things like cutting and tattooing. Self-harming is, and I don't consider tattooing necessarily self-harming, but the
no.
other side does. Okay, that came out of my mouth. But self-harm can also be drug addiction, alcohol addiction, abuse of medications. It can be food addiction. It can be working yourself to the point of exhaustion, keeping your life completely out of balance so you don't have to deal with what's going on in your home, your mind, your body. Self-harm is not taking the time to take care of yourself. There's a lot of ways we self-harm. So what she's saying is there's not a lot. He has to come around on it his own. And, you know, the one thing that is being told to me right now is when people have certain things going on in their life, it doesn't matter how much somebody literally loves that person because
uh-huh.
they can't feel it. They're shut down. So even though we can completely love someone and we can completely try to convince them we love them, and I've been in this situation where I do with my family also. I just love and adore them. And that doesn't make a difference in how they feel and treat themselves because it's how
mm-hmm.
they feel about themselves and their past and the things that they've done that bring them to the conclusions of how they treat themselves. There's nothing that can be done, and we don't know Like, everybody picks a journey when they come here. Maybe this is part of the journey. We really don't know. Our job is to not have judgment, to allow for options to be offered. And then when and if the person wants help, just offers whatever at that point, not money I'm hearing, but a true, genuine help, then that's where we step in. Anything up until then is frustrating for everybody involved is what I'm hearing. And I really do hope this is helpful. And believe me, you know, in the physical form, there's so much we can do. In the angelic form and in the afterlife form, do you not think that they are all over him trying to help him? So they are there watching out for him and trying to help him also. So all we can do is kind of wait till they reach that point. You know, let them know, like, hey, I'm here when you're ready for changes. And that's basically all we can do.
So do you think it's helpful to still text? I'm like, even if I don't hear a response, is it helpful to still say, hi, how are you, you know, send a text when I don't hear back?
If you do, don't be disappointed if you don't hear back. You know, I am going to say I'm the type of person that sometimes when I'm going through something, I recluse. I go into hermit mode. I just go into myself and I try to figure everything out. Not everybody handles everything the exact same way. You could just simply say, when you're ready, I'm here, or something like that. And if you're comfortable texting, absolutely, by all means, do that. Okay, love? I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 310. 310, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tori, this is Vince calling from New York.
Hey, Vince, how can I help you?
Hey, so I just wanted to see if you get somebody coming through for me from the other side and what messages they're giving me.
Okay, so Vince, the first person I see is a woman, and it seems she's older. She was definitely probably, I feel, like a grandmother, and she's coming in over here to the right. And she, I feel like she was a grandmother. And she I feel like she might have been a little bit shorter, too. Not really short, but a little bit shorter of a person. And the message that she has for you is keep going. Don't give up. Everything's going to work out. And she wants to say that she is helping you out at this time, and she wants you to stay strong. And I hope that these messages make sense for you. And she, you know, she actually is saying tomorrow is going to be better than today. So please don't get frustrated. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's the message that she has for you. Okay, love?
Yeah, that's hitting close home because I'm you know, I am really depressed and down. I'm eating away my savings. I got no job. Unemployment has held up. My unemployment pending investigation, I don't know if that's going to come through. I'm waiting to hear from a couple of places for a job, but at this point, there's nothing on the table. So unless something happens, yeah.
Vince, on my at Psychic Tony account this morning on TikTok, I do a ton. Every time I go, I do clearings on there, and I do a number of clearings in a row. So So today I did a clearing actually this morning on that. I just posted it right before the show for the perfect career and our purpose to come to us. So please go listen to that. There's also one there for to bring joy and happiness into your life. But right now, Vince, Vince is going to find a job soon. Let's clear that. The perfect job is going to come to Vince. Let's strengthen that. There is a good job coming to you. It's going to come within a month. And Vince, I want to say this again. I know when we don't have a job and we don't have money, it's really difficult to think about moving. It sounds like the most absurd thing in the world, but some companies will actually pay for our relocation if we are whatever in the company. Vince, be open to relocating to an area that has more jobs available or more jobs that you are qualified for available.
That's what I'm doing.
I know that seems good. I know it seems difficult when you're in a situation where, you know, you're wondering how you're going to do what you need to do, but really, please be open to that. I do feel like there is something coming in within a month, and I do feel like it's going to be a much better position than any of the positions that you've had in the past, and I do feel like you're going to be finding it online. Is it in Vince's area? No, it's not in your direct area, okay? It's not right around you. It's not in your direct area. Is it in another city? No. It's in your city, but not, like, in your neighborhood. It's in the, like, the outskirts is what I'm hearing. So, Vince, please stay strong. I know that all of my people are amazing, and I know all my people are already praying for you to get work and to have your resources open up. I know they are. So you have a lot of people. They're not my people, but I know the listeners and the watchers of the show are absolutely praying for you and sending you good energy right now to help you be on the right path and get to where you need to get. So, and I will continue to do that also, Vince. And please stay strong. Know that everything's going to come together. It's after the darkest night that comes our brightest morning, okay? After the darkest night comes our brightest day. So please know everything that's happening now is putting you in position for a better setup coming in, okay, love?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Vince, and please keep us posted on your success, okay, love? And I'm going to go, and actually, I hit the mute a little bit too soon, and I'm sorry about that, Vince. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 347. 347, how are you today? What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Tanika, how can I help you today?
I've been job hunting. I've been looking a lot for a new job online in a few different fields that I'm interested in. I was just curious as to where you saw me working, like what industry or field you saw me working in next and when.
Okay, so I don't know if this is even something you're looking at. And if I'm not getting this correct, I'm so sorry. But the first thing I hear is beauty, and I'm seeing beauty products, and maybe that's just me. I don't know. But I do feel like also what I'm hearing is I know that you're looking for a job, but they're saying that you need to, you are, if you decided to, you could do also something on the side. And I don't know if this is something on the side in the beauty industry or what it is, but I do feel like there is something coming in for you in that area. Now, here's what I want to say. sometimes the beauty industry is not literally doing hair, lashes, nails. It's managing the salon or managing a beauty store or something like that. I don't know why I'm getting that right now. I've never gotten that before. But what I am going to say is that whatever this is going to be an opportunity that comes to you or that you find. And it's up to you if you say yes or no with this. I know there are a number of other things that you are probably looking at right now. What I'm going to say to you is that you are going to have this opportunity coming in. When they say coming in, I think that means it's coming to you, or you're going to see it, or it's going to be in some way presented, and it's up to you, obviously, if you follow through on it. But does that make sense? Does that make any sense at all to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've applied before mine to work at like Sephora remote, and I didn't get through, but that's a company I like. I guess I'll try. I'll look again. But I like beauty. I like the beauty industry. I've just not gotten through with companies I like online because I'm looking for remote. And I've tried, but I'll look again in like beauty fields online to see if I can find a remote job in them. But I just haven't gotten through.
Also check out like Ulta. If you want to be in beauty, all of the beauty products are now offering remote, like that live chat. So some of the companies that I use, as soon as I get online and try to order product, a little box pops up, hi, can I help you? So Zoe Skincare, a number of skincare companies offer that, but try like the individual companies too. Don't just go for Sephora. Like if you really like Smashbox or Urban Decay or whatever company products that you use, you can go directly through that company also.
Right. I've tried that, but I'll do it again. I have.
And I feel like there's going to be something for you. I hear there's going to be something opening in a week, but it might be a month before you're with them. So you're going to, this position might not be open yet, but within a month it will be. And I want to say really, again, I know I'm obviously not getting paid for this, but try, look at Ulta and look at some of the, and I don't know why they're showing me this, but maybe even if it's not Ulta, it leads you to something else. And if you like Sephora, look at every brand Sephora carries and then go to their website and then check if they're hiring. And this is what I'm hearing for you. I know it's going to take like a couple extra steps, but it might very well be worth it to you to do that. And then the other thing I'm hearing is if you really, really like makeup and Sephora and stuff like that, to start promoting it also on your own and watch where that takes you also. Does that make sense to you? Did that make sense to you?
Yeah. I know what you mean. My sister does that on social media, and I'm kind of shy about that stuff. I've never been that person to really talk or post anything or like interact on social media, but I know that's what you're talking about.
You don't even have to put your face on camera. Some of the videos that I'm doing for products, my face is not going to be in it. I'm just going to be showing the product and saying, you know, what I think of it. But even for makeup, you can just do the makeup and then do the text behind it, and people will look at it and see. You don't have to do things the way other people do it. Create your own content and do it in the way that's comfortable for you. So if, let's say, I'm going to use Urban Decay eyeshadows, you can just open the palette and then make a bubble text that says, this is my favorite Urban Decay. It works on any skin color. It's perfect for any skin color. And then I have a link below that people can click on and go there. It doesn't have to be big and fancy. It just has to be out there. And that's it. Make a storefront with an Amazon storefront and then do the little shots and then let people and the little videos of just the product and then go from there. Okay, love?
Okay.
Excellent. You don't have to put your face. You don't even have to talk. You can just use bubbles. That's it. Okay? Little text bubbles. Okay. Yeah. I hope that's helpful. I really hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
Here's an idea that's coming to me right now, and I hate that I have to say this on air, but they just showed this to me. If you have a little somebody that would let you do makeup on them, just do makeup on them with no talking, just like show the product, quick do it, show the product. You know what I mean? Like you could do it that way too with no talking, just the song in the background. That's another way to demo a product, okay, love?
Okay, that's true. Okay.
There are a million different ways to do the same thing. You're not supposed to do, none of us are supposed to do it the exact same way somebody else does it. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna say something on here that is, I don't like when people copy me. It happens, I get it, but when people mimic like me, what I wear, what I do, I'm just kind of like, but who are you? Do you not know who you are? Why are you mimicking? Don't do that. Like, I literally buy my clothes and keep them for 6 months to a year so that when I wear them, nobody else is wearing them. I'm kind of a freak about that. But we're not supposed to copy each other. We're not.
I agree.
We're supposed to be unique and individual and do it our way. So you find the way that's most comfortable for you to do this and do it. And it will take off for you. It will just take off for you. Okay, love?
Okay.
Excellent. You have an absolutely amazing day. Until next time. And do keep me posted. Please keep me posted on your progress. Okay, love?
Okay, I will.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, I want to give a few shout-outs to everybody on YouTube. So we have Genevieve. I was calling about a diamond ring. That just, you lost a diamond ring? Oh. Is it your sister? Okay, so Genevieve is asking online. She says there was a diamond ring she was supposed to, if I'm getting this correctly, there's a diamond ring that disappeared when in the hands of my now past stepmom. Is it my sister who took it or the cleaning lady? It wasn't your sister. It wasn't your sister. Your sister, I'm getting that it wasn't your sister. I'm not sure where it went or... But I feel like it was not your sister. I hope that's helpful, love. And hi everybody online. Thank you for being here with me. If you do want to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. And if you want a private reading with me, TONIG.INFO. I'm going to go directly to another caller. I think 256, how are you today?
I'm well, how are you? My name is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hey, how are you? What's going on? How can I help you today?
Yeah, I had a pre-interview for a job at a university, and I'm also still looking for other jobs right now, and I just want to know how how to navigate it and what's going on.
Okay, so I feel like this interview went well. It's going to be down between three, I think, two or three people, and you're going to be one of them. I always tell everybody, even if they are getting the job, if I hear they're going to get the job, I always tell people, keep looking, because even if this job is in alignment for you, there might be something else that's even better that gets posted that you will want to do. So please keep looking. I do feel like you're a very strong contender for this job. So, but absolutely keep putting out resumes, especially tomorrow. I feel like there's something that's going to be posted tomorrow. What day, Wednesday? Tomorrow or Friday. That's going to be a really good fit for you also. So please keep looking and keep applying, because I feel like you're going to have a choice between two positions, and you can't go wrong with either position. Okay, love?
Okay.
And go listen to on TikTok, go listen to that, the perfect career, perfect, the right career and my purpose thing that I just did this morning. It's the last TikTok video I put up at Psychic Tony, and I'm actually wearing a white top in it, so it might be easier for you to find, but it's the last one, and it is about career and work. So please go listen to that, because it will clear anything blocking you from your purpose and your right position. Okay, love?
Okay, and you said it's Psychic Tony.
At Psychic Tony on TikTok. Yep, Psychic Tony.
Got it.
I don't think you have at in it. On TikTok. Okay, there you go. Yeah, Psychic Tony.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay,
thank you, love. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to go to 405. 405, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Heather from Oklahoma.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm good. I was wondering, is there a way that you could look into, like, my finances and maybe clear out stuff, because I'm waiting on money from, like, my kids' dads for, like, child support. They owe, like, back money, and, yeah, that's not coming in like it should be, and I'm struggling extremely bad. So I'm, like, debating whether I should get a second job or what do I need to do.
So I'm really sorry to hear that. On my TikTok, there's also, for anybody listening, re-listening, anytime you want, there's a TikTok video, Psychic Tony, for wealth, bringing in money and wealth. But right now we're going to do a clearing. There's something stopping or blocking Heather from bringing in money. I get it now. There's something stopping or blocking money from coming to her. Yes, let's clear that. No, let's clear that. So I'm clearing a number of things. I'm just going through my head, and whatever comes to me, I'm clearing it. What I feel like, you know, I'm going to say your finances, money, there's something. I'm trying to figure out the perfect way to say this to you or for you, I keep getting stuck on it, which tells me there's something stopping us. Yeah, okay, so we're just going to do there's something stopping or blocking us. I get a definite yes. Let's clear that, because whatever that is, it's not only stopping finances, it's stopping everything. And this is for anyone listening or watching. It's at the 49-minute mark, and this is such an important one. When we have blocks in any area of our life, it blocks everything in our life. What I'm going to say is that whatever this block is, and I think it's that, do you sometimes feel like everything is a struggle and harder than it needs to be, Heather? Like, do you feel like
I feel like I take the hard road whenever there's, like, an easier road. I'm like, I'm going to go the hardest road because I know I can.
Yeah, this isn't just a you thing. I feel like this is just, like, we just, like, something either when we were growing up, it just says, oh, everything is going to be so hard or whatever. I don't even know how to explain it, but things are always harder than they need to be. I get a yes. Let's clear that for you, everybody listening and watching, re-listening and watching. Things go smoothly. I get a no. Let's clear that. The path of least resistance is always the path I'm on. I get a no. Let's clear that for all of us, for every single one of us. And then I'm going to throw in there, we are prospering. I get a no. Let's clear that. Wealth is coming to us. I get a no. Let's clear that. Do you see as soon as I cleared out the being stuck, how now all the statements are coming to me? That's amazing. I just love that. Love, 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 love it. And then let's also clear out all monies owed to me are coming to me now. I get a yes, so we're going to strengthen that one right up. We're going to strengthen that up really, really good. Okay, Heather, I sincerely, very, very sincerely hope that this is helpful for you. I hope that this opens up your flow of income. I hope that this brings in the money that you need. I do feel like in about a week and a half, you're going to get a little extra money, and then after that, it's going to keep trickling in. But then, you know, once you're used to it trickling in, it will get bigger, okay?
Okay.
I do feel like everything is going to fall into place for you. I hope that's helpful, love.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day, love.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I'm going to go. Hey, Jennifer, how are you? Fawn, you're welcome for the clearings. I love doing it for you guys. It's I think if I have a platform, any platform, it's going to be to help people, whether it be through clearings, readings, angel or love guidance, or whatever it is, it's going to be a platform that allows me to help people and allows me to, this is the way I kind of give back or tithe for people. Jennifer, I see the ring. That's very kind of you, Jennifer. So here's what I'm going to say, everybody, I want to give a few, messages out because some loved ones have been here waiting to speak to whomever maybe didn't get through or somebody that might be watching or listening to the show at a different time. Before I do that, I just want to say, hey, Stevie, I love you. So the first loved one is, her name is Mary. Yes, her name is Mary. And she is, there are two names that should help whomever this is for understand who this is, Bill and Bob. Now, I don't know if both of those people are up there with her or they're here and this is who this is for. But what she wants to say is, I love you and please keep keep working towards it. Everything's going to work out. And then I have a somebody here, and their name is John. John. And they're a little difficult to communicate with, and that should let you know right there who they are. That should tell you right there who they are. And they are saying that they're sorry. Whoever John is talking to, they're very sorry. There's a song coming through, actually. I don't know the words, but I can never sing on beat. I'm sorry. Dun, dun, dun. So that's the song that hopefully that's helpful. And John is saying, I should have been a better man. I should have been a better person. I should have been a better man. I should have been a better person. And John is kind of like a bigger, in the vision I'm seeing, John, he's like a bigger guy, like a little bit bigger of a built guy. And then there's one more person here that wants to come through. Well, there's a lot of people here that want to come through. A lot of people, let me tell you. But I'm going to take one more, and they're kind of like all, like trying to be the one more I'm taking, and it's so Scott. The name I heard is Scott. We're going with Scott. So whether this is a Scott up here or for somebody named Scott, the loudest person sometimes wins the race. Scott, I love you. I always have. This is for somebody named Scott. It's a woman. She had at one point a little bit longer of hair, fuller hair. And I also hear cancer. So whoever this is for, Scott, either this person passed because of cancer or they were a cancer. I don't know. Something to do with cancer. Scott, I always loved you. I always will. Please don't ever forget that. Our time was cut short, but the life was good. I'm by your side and trying to, do not make me cry on air. Do not make me cry. Our time was short, but the life was good, and I'm always by your side. I'm just going to cut that there, folks. I'm just going to let that go there, folks. So please know that is. Okay. Oh, I hope that was helpful for everybody. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me here today. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for watching on whatever Roku, Rude Rangers TV, WSCS, or any of the podcasts that you're listening on, or any of the streaming channels that you're watching me on, or YouTube. Thank you so much for being a part of the show and being here with me. If you would like, I'm going to leave here, and I'm heading straight over to a Loom. And again, the TikTok channel that you can watch the live procedure on is live.beauty.reviews. And let's see how that goes, right? It's just going to be. Okay, it should be really exciting. I'm going to try to take two things so I can video part of it to replay, because once it goes live, TikTok doesn't save the live videos. You can't go back and review them, but I am going to try to record on two separate things so I can have a live version of it later. Thank you again, everybody. I love you so stinking much. And just remember, you are loved more than you can even imagine. There are so many people on the other side that absolutely love you and adore you. They're waiting to help you. Your angels are always there to assist you. Your loved ones are there to assist you. You just have to ask. Just say, hey, can I get a little help with this? Don't be afraid to ask. They have nothing. I don't want to say they have nothing else to do, but they're waiting to help us. So please allow them to help you, okay? And for somebody who's listening, I'm supposed to tell you, rather than ask to win the lottery, ask for the money you want. So, like, let's say you're saying, let me win the lottery, instead say, make me a millionaire, whatever it is, or $100,000 heir. I don't know. Just ask for the money, because everybody's asking for the lottery win. Just ask for the amount you want, and however it's supposed to come to you, it's going to come to you. I love each and every one of you so much. Thank you again for being a part of my journey, my life, and allowing me to share this with you.